Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I'm Mason White. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Welcome back, and thank you very much for hanging around with us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, you know what? That makes you a highly intelligent individual, and you will especially be more intelligent once you've heard what our good friend Eva Rosenberg has to say. She is the Tax Mama. She is the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy, among other very important things that she has written, and that she takes care of lots and lots of small businesses across the country, helping them with on many levels with her tax tips, with actual doing work for folks. And she is a long time member of our Brain Trust. Eva, welcome back to the show.
Oh, God, I love listening to your intros.
I thought you meant my introduction of you. It's just like your mother wrote it.
Absolutely.
How are you, Eva?
Oh, you know, it's so hot here in California, I've already had to turn the air conditioning
Holy
on.
Holy mackerel.
And it's only, what, 5:30 in the morning?
Yeah. Hey, what about what's going on in the world of taxes? What about estate tax legislation? Are we going to... That's been kicking back through. It went down recently in the Senate, but they're trying to revive it again, aren't they?
Well, what happened was the House just approved legislation to raise the floor to $5 million a person.
Right.
So no estate tax below that, and then I think they're limiting.
So for a couple that would be $10
million? That would be $10 million for a couple, yeah.
Right.
And they're trying to limit the estate tax rate to something like 25%
right.
instead of 100%.
Right.
But now it's going to go back to the Senate. And so something's going to happen with that in the Senate. And from everything that I'm reading from all the different analysts and so forth, they're thinking this is still too high for the Senate. So most likely what they may end up doing is approving something between about 3.5 to 5 million, somewhere between that level.
The Senate is really on my nerves these days, Eva. Between abolishing, failure to abolish the estate tax, which is really a horrible, egregious fine on success is all it is. It's just a fine on success. And I'll remind everybody that that I think it was the Spanish-American War, as I remember, they established the estate tax just to help fund the war. It had nothing to do with whether anybody thought that you should be taxed on the assets that you left to your heirs. It was just a funding mechanism is all it was, to get money for that war. Well, we won the war. It's over, Eva. We don't have to fund that war anymore. It's been over for over 100 years. And yet Americans are still being taxed. Small business owners and farms, small farms are being taxed when their owners die and on assets that they've already paid taxes on to accumulate, to acquire.
Yeah, and the only thing is, of course, you know, we are still paying for wars, whether we like being in those places or not.
Right.
But for all intents and purposes, the estate tax doesn't really generate as much as the trouble it causes.
That's right.
And people who are in a position to have to pay estate taxes instead spend a fortune on advisors.
Right.
And bypass
and
the
structure,
law of it anyway.
And structure to avoid it, like trusts and things like that.
Yeah, we've been running a poll on taxtwist.com. It's a new site that I'm developing because I'm moving, taxmama.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the results are, because I asked people, would you like to abolish the estate tax? Or do you think, hey, these people are really rich, make them pay? Only 10% of the people said make them pay.
Right.
Just about everybody else, 90%, either wants to abolish it or limit it to, 31% say limit it to less than $3 million. And 27% of the people say limit it to 10 million or less.
Wow. Well, so, I think we should just abolish it. And that's where the Senate, see, the Senate had the opportunity this month. The Senate could have passed this thing to abolish the death tax, but they couldn't get it done. And folks, you need to find out how your member of Congress voted on that issue. And you should be able to find that in any of the, especially the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council.org website, SBEcouncil.org website. You should be able to see how your member of Congress, senators and congressmen and women, voted on that issue. And but especially the Senate, they're the ones that this went down under. And we gotta do something about the Senate. The Senate's really, really getting on my nerves. They also failed to pass small business health plans in May, and they're becoming not my favorite people. But Eva Rosenberg is one of my favorite people, and she and I will be right back. 20 Tales, stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Eva Rosenberg, the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. And Eva, tell us where the book's available.
Books are available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, just about any place online, and they've got great prices. In fact, Walmart online has it for about $10.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No nonsense tax-saving advice from the tax mama. And are you moving your site?
Well, I'm rearranging the site into a whole new format, and of course I can't bring the site down. There are only 14,000 pages. So
right.
For the moment, we're using taxtwist.com for the next few months.
Mm-hmm.
And so please visit that. That's where all the new material is going.
TaxTwist.com.
TaxTwist, because that, you know, TaxTwist.com, because
right.
That's what we're doing. We're twisting tax laws.
What are some other things? You know, we were talking about the death tax and the Senate, and one of the things that you pointed out is that hopefully they'll pass this thing. I obviously, the best thing is for it to be abolished. For the estate tax, your death should not be a taxable event, ladies and gentlemen. That's just the simplest way I can say it. The event of your death should not be a taxable event, and especially when what you're going to be taxed on are assets that you've already paid, you've earned, and have free and clear because you paid taxes on those already.
But Jim, if they totally abolish it, then a big chunk of my annual extra income goes away. I mean, I'd like to do like one estate tax return.
We'll find something else for you to do, Eva. You let me know when that happens. When this happens, you let me know, and I'll send you a contribution or something. We'll work it out.
No, but, you know what's going to happen is if they actually abolish this, or at least bring it up to $3 or $5 million a person, probably 80% of the estate tax planning will disappear.
Yeah.
Because the estate tax is based on the net value of the estate, you know, after all the liabilities and
right.
loans are taken out.
Mm-hmm.
And even estates, you know, that have huge assets on the books, when you take out the liabilities, end up being under $10 million.
Right, exactly.
So those guys, a lot of attorneys are going to have to find another way to make a living.
Well, and see, the thing is even though I don't like the fact that they didn't abolish it,
mm-hmm.
I would take this new bill because, as a friend of mine says, you might not like what we have, but you got to like the trend.
That's right.
And so I'm liking the trend if we can make this happen, because even what I know is so many small family businesses and farms, especially farms. And they just kept, you know, deferring their gratification. They'd buy property associated with. By the time they die, the business may actually not be worth anything. I mean, nope, they may be nothing that you can sell, but they're sitting there on what may now be several million dollars worth of real estate.
Exactly, but a lot of it is mortgaged. And a lot of it is mortgaged in order for them to get the seed and the materials they need to do to raise the food and everything. And so, you know, it's really hard if they have to actually pay estate tax on anything. They have to sell off something in order to do that, and the whole system falls apart.
Right. The ability to make a living for the family and for the employees, provide services for the customers, falls apart. Here's another thing, Eva. Thousands and thousands, maybe millions of small business owners are paying insurance premiums right now in order to avoid having to sell something. So the insurance premium, the insurance proceeds will pay the estate tax. They're doing that kind of estate planning. All that money, if we could eliminate the estate tax, all that money that we're paying on for insurance to cover the tax liability in the event of the death, all that money could be used today to hire new people and to buy more stuff to grow the business.
That's right. And it could be used even to raise the standard of living. A lot of people, even with a business that seems to be worth $5 or $10 million, really don't have the greatest standard of living. They're struggling, they're working hard, they're fighting to keep the business afloat all the time. And yeah, wouldn't it be great if instead of having to pay $30,000, $50,000, or $100,000 for those policies, that instead you could plow it into improving the business, your life?
The average small business, and you see this yourself, Eva, you tell me if you think I'm wrong about my numbers here. The average small business probably, the W-2 for the average small business owner is probably about $40,000. What do you think, Eva?
You know what it probably is? If you look at at IRS statistics on tax returns filed, their idea of a large business is a profit of $100,000. That's probably in the top 5%.
Oh yeah.
Is over $100,000. That's all. Just
most small business owners barely, if they make a profit, it's just barely above the water.
Yeah, and they're working huge hours. I mean, it's wonderful to have your own business, but most people in their own business are working way more hours than somebody with a job.
Someone once said,
I'd kind of like to see that balance some more.
Someone once said, I've forgotten who said it, was a lady, a great business executive. I wish I could remember who said it.
Probably me.
Probably you. Eva Rosenberg once said that running your own business is what you do is you quit working for somebody for 40 hours a week so you can work 80 hours a week for yourself.
Yeah, right? And actually the way Tax Mama puts it is, you start your own business so you can work your own hours, all 24 of them.
That's right. Well, I like to say you can work, you can go down to half days. You can pick whichever 12 hours you want. Stand by.
Right.
We're going to take a quick break. Eva Rosenberg is our guest. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. Stay with us. Here are the Stones to take us out. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. The small business advocate, Eva Rosenberg, is our guest. Eva, what are some other things that we've got we need to be paying attention to in the area of taxes?
Well, right about now, I'm starting to gather information on the tax holidays.
Right.
Everybody likes tax holidays.
Now, what does that mean? A lot of people don't know what tax holiday means.
Well, every once in a while, depending on the state you're in, you get a break from sales tax.
Sales tax.
Depending on what it is you buy. For instance, you're in Georgia, and between August 3rd and August 6th, you're going to get sales tax free days for shopping for clothing, any mm-hmm. article that's worth $100 or less. You can buy a computer for $1,500 or less. And this is really generous. School supplies, $20 or less per
wow.
item.
Wow.
But energy-efficient products are $1,500 or less. You can avoid the sales tax altogether.
Florida's got one in August, too, don't they?
Florida has one also. Florida, let's see.
I think it's August.
I'm not seeing Florida.
I was thinking they had one.
You know what? I've been gathering information. I'm going to have to find it. Oh, here we go. Florida is this month or next month, July 22 to 30th. Clothing and books for $50 or less, or school supplies for $10 or less. So, yeah, what I'm trying to do right now is I'm gathering information for an article for next week for MarketWatch.
That doesn't sound very generous, though, Eva.
It doesn't, does it?
No.
You know, but when you think
$50
about it,
$50 or $100, that doesn't sound...
It's per item.
Yeah, but still.
It's per item, so when you figure that you add up all the different things that you're buying, it could turn out to be $1,000 worth of purchases.
Right.
Which, you know,
but you got to go buy. But now will you get? Can you buy it all at once and then they give you credit for the individual items, or you know, I mean, if
no, they don't charge you sales tax when you buy it during those few days.
I know, but what I'm getting at is if I buy, a $30 shirt and a $40 pair of pants and it all adds up to over $50.
Yes.
Do they break it out on the individual item or
yes.
Do I have to buy them individually?
No, it's on the individual item.
Okay.
It's on each individual item. I was reading some of the rules where they say that you can't break up items that are normally sold together.
Right.
And I thought, what does that mean? If there are five things in a pack, so it means
like a suit and a pair of pants or something.
That's what they mean. You can't separate the cost of the suit, jacket, and the pants.
Right.
But what I'm interested in is if anybody listening today has ever taken advantage of the tax-free days. Please drop me a note to taxmama@taxmama.com. I'm looking to interview a couple of people for the article.
Okay.
Because I'd like to see what benefit you got out of it or if you got any. Because I'm looking at
this. You think it was a good idea. taxmama@taxmama.com.
Yeah, because like you say, Jim, $1,000 worth of purchases saves you $80.
Right.
You know, that's not a lot.
Now, that's mama with two M's, with three M's, right?
T-A-X-M-A-M-A.
Okay, only two M's.
MAMA.com.
Okay, so yeah, send that to Eva and tell her what you thought about it, or if you're anticipating, maybe it's coming up, you're anticipating. What about California? Is California going to have a tax-free day?
No. California has...
Don't they have days where they charge you double tax?
Yeah, we have the highest taxes in the nation. We don't have tax-free anything. In fact, every different county has a little bit more tax than the last one.
What is the average sales tax in California?
The base is 8%.
Wow.
Actually,
state
I think the
tax.
Base is 7%. The base is 7%, but most places it's 8.25%.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like
they add on
Vegas.
The municipalities.
Yeah, but it's nice because our state government doesn't give the local municipalities and cities their money anyway. So we've been very fortunate since Arnold came in and terminated our tax sharing.
Little sarcasm. I know a little sarcasm there, Eva. What are some? We got 30 seconds. Give us another tax tip.
For people who have student loans. You better consolidate them right now because your rates are going to go up dramatically on July 1st. So consolidate those loans now to lock in.
So just because the interest rates are going up in general?
The interest rates are going up to 7.25%. If you consolidate them now with your school loan provider,
uh-huh.
they'll lock it in at 4.75% fixed.
Wow, you better do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a big difference. Yeah,
huge
absolutely.
Difference.
Hey, Eva, give us your website again, please.
TaxMama.com and TaxTwist.com.
All right, that's where the new stuff's going to. And the book is Small Business Taxes Made Easy wherever books are sold. Eva, thanks for being here. As always, it's such a pleasure to have you here.
It's always a joy to be with you.
Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.